Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, before we jump into today's episode, we've got to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, Peak Productions.
Yeah, that's right. If you're looking for a top-notch videographer or photographer for your business, events, or pretty much anything else, Peak Productions has you covered.
And get this, they don't just shoot your content, they actually manage your entire social media account. They come out, grab the best shots of you and your videos, schedule a whole week's worth of content so you can kick back, focus on what really matters, like running your business or just enjoying life.
Exactly. These guys are all about delivering high quality results without making you lift a finger. And the best part, if you're listening to this on the Lads Podcast, you get 20% off your first job with them. Just mention us when you reach out.
So go ahead, follow Peak Productions on their social media, get in touch with them. Trust us, your content has never looked this good.
Yeah, shout out to Peak Productions.
I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. I want to thank me for always being a giver and trying to give more than I receive. I want to thank me for trying to do more right than wrong. I want to thank me for just being me at all times. Snoop Dogg, you a bad motherfucker, cuz.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to another episode of the Lads Podcast. I'm Barney. To my left is Stiffy.
Oh, yes!
And on our right, who have we got over here?
Fuck, we have
right?
A guest. We have a very special guest on today, Barney.
Yeah, we do.
You want to intro him?
Not only is our guest, he's also our major sponsor.
Fucking oath he is. He's our major sponsor. He is the guru. He is the nuts. He's the fucking king. He's the everyone at the moment. He's fucking, he's on fire. So, Noah from Peak Productions, welcome.
Well, hey, boys. Glad to be here. Me second podcast, but yeah. I'll be rusty as fuck.
Mate, you're looking good. You scrub up all right. And you got you got the merch cracking too, the Peak Productions shirt.
Yep, stay tuned. There'll be a few hats and a few stabby coolers floating around here, I'm sure.
I did. You did send me a bit of a sample of your stubby cooler.
Nice.
But what goes in a fucking stubby cooler before we get too far into it?
Fucking, let's just dive straight into the fridge, eh?
A fucking oath. Let's go. We've got the fridge full of what? I don't even know what's in there. What's we going in there today, Braz? Ooh, yeah. Hey. Fuck yeah. Young Henry's. Not old Hungry's. We've got a youngie.
Yeah, we got a youngie. So yeah, right. Not much of a spiel. There is a little bit of, what are those things called on the back of those cans? No, you know, you're young.
QR code.
Yeah, got a fucking QR code on there, but we haven't read it. So,
Right.
Newtowner.
Yep.
Australian pale ale.
Yes.
Serve the people.
Yeah, since 2012.
That's what we'll do.
They actually don't have too much of a spiel on there. So 1.4 standards, 4.8 percenter.
Yep.
I'll crack off. So Let's go.
You go.
Turn around the right way.
Yeah, boring.
Yeah, not the best. Like I reckon I'm going downhill on my cracks.
That's a solid six.
Oh, fuck.
It could be the can, though. It may not be you.
Okay, I'll take that.
It could be the can.
Right.
I'll have a go.
Right.
Shit, I'm nervous.
Send me a crack.
Oh.
Holy fuck. Dude.
Wow.
Dude, that first bit, I nearly had movement. On that first bit.
That was unreal. I didn't even want to crack my one.
How are you going to top that one, buddy?
I don't know if I can. You've got to go for the
closer.
Slow, the slow hand at that.
Oh, are you? Oh, here we go. Oh, that's... Yeah, that last the last bit was good.
Pretty good. Oh, it's definitely definitely come in second.
Yeah. Did you wet yourself?
I just had too much pressure on the can. I think I fucked it a little bit.
I still haven't done a one-handed crack. Oh,
it's making him sweat.
We're going to have to taste this. Young Henry's, get that down your gullet.
Have a taste of that.
It smells it, right?
Oh, it's definitely full-bodied.
It's definitely a pale ale.
Yep, righto.
We'll have to have a couple of them, I think. I don't think you can actually do a proper beer tasting review on just one sip. Mm.
I can't really compare it to anything else.
No, that's got a unique.
Mm.
That is different.
It's a strong beer.
Mm. Righto. Jeez, well, there's your beer review, yeah, Young Henry's.
Strong beer.
That's going to be our first of many cans today, because I reckon we're going to have a few tinnies on this episode. This episode's going to be good, because now at the start of every episode, the last three or four, we've mentioned this company, this guru, Noah, from Peak Productions, on our start of our episodes, because you've come on board.
And I'm glad to come on board. I've seen you boys from the start. And
yeah, correct.
How about we go from the start? Where did we meet?
Yeah. So that's the interesting chat, because how we started this podcast many years ago as a thought, that's where it started.
Yep.
Then, earlier this year, where you're talking about, mm-hmm. was the birth of Fuck Barney, We Need to Do Something About It. And that was the podcast Royale, down on Surface Paradise with the ABC crew, the Alpha Blokes podcast, kings of podcasts.
Goosebumps.
I know, right?
Goosebumps. I reckon it was actually better than my wedding that day.
I'm sorry, Nat. I'll try and edit that out.
She doesn't listen anyway. I'm trying to get her to subscribe. She goes, what did you talk about? I said, subscribe. You're going to have to listen. Give us a 5-star like.
So we... don't forget to do that, lads.
That was just a joke, darling. I love you so much.
So we did meet down at the... Now, I'm trying to picture the first time we met. Now, it was Friday. So the Alpha Blokes put on the Podcast Royale, where it was the fight night down the Gold Coast. And we were fucking, me and Barney were fucking keen.
Mm.
So if you can remember, on the Friday was the weigh-in.
Correct, the conference.
Yep.
The conference at Broadbeach Cats.
Yeah, correct. That weigh-in started at 5 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Now, I want to ask you a question. From, say, 12 o'clock Friday to 5 o'clock Friday afternoon, I know where you were, probably the Broadie Tavern. Was that where you were?
No.
What were you doing before weigh-in?
Right before the weigh-in, I was actually flying. I'd had a job from Peak, and I'd just done a big horse shoot, and then I was on my way back down, and I was like, oh, fuck it. I said, all the boys were like, oh, are we going down or what? And all the boys were like, nah, mate, I can't make it, I got to work. And I was like, oh, well, fuck them. I'm going down, ABC em. Community, big hype around the whole event, wanted to go. Head down there, by myself, nothing there. Fucking, you waltz in, there's, all the Reggie's communities there, there's Barb's. Yeah. I'm in full RRL.
Yeah, so but you didn't know too many from the Reggie community or the Reggie's just yet night?
No, so I did, so I knew a few from the Reggie community because obviously, to the people listening, I filmed the Reggie's vlog when they went to buy their first race. Buy the first racehorse.
Yes.
But they fucked up, didn't get a racehorse.
Was that before the fight night?
Yeah, so
that was.
Yeah, so January was the first.
Gotcha.
One. So there was some clear water with Groper.
With Groper.
And all them.
And Jace. Because Jace was there. Yeah.
So I had some previous knowledge of meeting them and then going into that.
Yeah, copy. More of a That's Reggie. Right. I forgot that was before the fight. I thought it was afterwards. No, it wasn't. It was before.
It was just before.
Yeah. Copy. So why I was getting to that point was because Barney was super excited about the weigh-in.
Yeah.
So that's that Friday. Barney's like, fuck, we've got to get there early.
We want to get a good seat.
We want to get at the Cats. We want to get there early.
Yeah.
So
we got there at 12.
We were there for 5 hours.
Yeah.
Sitting there and there's only me and him. Like, we're just going, fuck, are we in the right fucking spot?
We walked in and the guy behind the bar goes, are you guys here for the fight? No, fuck yeah. Yeah. Are you with them? I went, yeah. Of course I am.
They actually thought we were actually part of it. The organising or something like that.
No, we're just super fucking keen.
And we're sitting there and it's just going, fuck, there's... You see people dribble in and...
Oh, that took fucking 3 hours later.
And then we lost our spot anyway.
2 metre Pete, I think, was the first one to come in later.
Yeah.
Mm. So Friday night at the weigh-in, that's where we first met?
Correct.
Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I don't know about your memory because you're a bit older than me, but I remember it quite well.
Is it my age or the amount of fucking beers I consumed that night?
I don't know. We don't know. And we will never know. But I can clearly remember. It was just after all the boys and all the people who were fighting, all of them had just gotten the bus and they were on their way. And I had just I'd been on the bit of the sauce and I couldn't go too hard that night because I still had to drive.
Yeah.
And as I've come out of the, you know, everyone ran onto the field and fucking wanted to get, you know, photos and shit. And I just was fucking around. And I come off and then I think the first person I ran into was Barney.
Yeah.
And then you were somewhere around there. But then, oh, fucking now I'm now
yeah,
I'm
you're
fading.
Confused. No. Yeah, is it when I called you G2?
Yeah, so I was just talking to you, just a general chat and yarn.
Yeah.
And then this absolute blind lady comes up and fucking
she was from
Stiffy just goes straight up, oh, this is Groper. This is Groper right here. And I look nothing. Groper's like 6'4". I'm barely making 6 foot. Just. I'll call myself 6 foot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And for some fucking reason, she's that blind that I look like Grover. Oh, my God, I am. Oh, my dad absolutely loves your podcast. And, oh, it's just what you guys are doing for the community is just an amazing thing. And yada, yada. And yapping onto her for about 10 minutes. And I just went along with it. Yeah, duh, yeah, I'm Grover. Yeah. Hey, I'm fighting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I left her a big signature on her hat next to, you know, Knuckles and Tommy and all that. And yeah, it went off our merry way, but that was kind of the first interaction with Stiffy Barney.
I think she was from Cairns too.
Yeah, something like that.
Like
she was on another level.
She was having a good night.
I bumped into her so many times that bloody weekend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so many, that whole community was great. Like, I describe it to people that didn't go, was like walking into your 21st birthday party.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. And that you knew everyone. Knows each other. Yep. No one was a dickhead.
No.
I did get champed once at the Broadbeach Tavern.
Oi.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so I can't remember his name.
Was that AJ Madison? AJ.
Yeah.
The big moustache man.
Yeah, big moustache. So I did push in front of him in the bar and I said, well, were you next, mate? And he goes, oh, yeah, you know, you're right, champ. And I sort of grabbed my beers and I sort of walked away and I got halfway back to the table and went, oh, no, he's fucking not going to champ me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went back and we had a little bit of a combo over that and, yeah, it was good. We bumped into him heaps. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
So Saturday afternoon was probably more of a highlight than Friday for me because that's when, like, the real Groper was at the Broady.
Correct, yeah.
Trying to calm his nerves before the big fight night. Barney and I just walked straight in the front door of the Broady and we just pretty much peered to our left and there's the table that you're on. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's G2. Fucking and then I'm like, fuck, there's G1. And then next minute, you know, they see Barbs. He was in there floating around with the fucking Polly Pipe.
Yep.
Fucking swinging around.
God, I can't remember his name. Pink Mullet Man was floating around.
Yeah, yeah. He was out doing a bit of traffic control too across the road. He got the Polly Pipe from the actual, from the building site. Yeah, across the road.
And we were having a bit of a punt.
A bit of a punt and Groper put on a bar tab. So everyone was getting on the sauce. Yeah,
and
so
cheers, Groper. If you ever listen to this, Groper,
we owe you a
few beers, a bevy. So we'll fucking repay that favor one day because you just opened that bar up. You went, yeah, man, fucking get into it. And you're just welcoming. So
yeah, come on the podcast, you grub.
Yeah.
You grub.
You were down our way a couple of weeks ago.
Hey, he was on his honeymoon. I'm not going to want to come around, sit down and have drinks with you.
Yeah,
guys.
I'm hearing you, right?
Yeah,
nah. I actually heard it on the Reggie's when he was saying he had to go from Beachmont over to Mount Tambourine with that Uber.
Yeah.
The crackhead Uber.
Typical.
Yeah, typical. Anyway, Groper, I'll shout you a few beers one day.
So Bruce, that's how we bumped into this legend. So it was just it was a chance fucking meeting. Just us being us, fucking having a bit of a laugh. And
correct.
And, I think you come up to the hotel room.
Yeah, they decided to take me back to their apartment and then find out my age. And then that was
I think
nearly caught it at fucking
I know, I was shocked. I'm thinking, you know, you must be 32, 33.
He's a good-looking rooster and he's got a bit of a beard.
Yeah, it's the beard that throws
Stiffy,
it.
Stiffy definitely could not grow a beard like that.
No. Hey, I've been growing this thing for fucking 3 years and it's still not fucking cracking. Shocking.
Yeah, so we went back and we had some jelly shots, yep, and I think we had some sheepdog shots, and and then we marched on over to the to the fight night.
We did.
Yeah.
Three quartery blind.
The, oh yeah. I think that was my whole weekend. Was just
Yeah. But also that's where we ran into, you know, Quentin and North Queensland Elite Rodeo.
Yep.
Like that was the whole thing about that podcast Royale, that whole weekend. I can't wait till next year. Mm. Like, I've already got the fucking accommodation booked, the same room.
Oh, true.
I've already texted or emailed that chick saying, yeah, hook me up for these days. So,
yep.
Like, keen as fucking chips. Can't wait.
Booked in.
And you had a good session that whole weekend. You fucking.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get much sleep. So
floating around the flats. Fuck, you're on fire. So, I actually went there with a big ABC tats down my arm. They were fake ones. I don't know if you remember that. Like, I was fucking in balls deep. Yep. Loved it.
No. It was, and we kept on bouncing into this fellow. It just seemed to happen. Like everywhere you go, he's fucking. It was like 4,500.
Oh, actually, we were having jelly shots. You guys worked out. You're already fucking Facebook bitches.
Oh yeah, we're adding each other as friends and shit. And then sort of a few mutual friends, and and then found out he lived just around the corner from us.
Yeah,
it was meant to be. I think it was 100%. All lined up, and
definitely,
there was a lot of docking going on.
So much docking.
Yeah, docking.
I'm too old for that. What is that?
Docking. So where a truck sort of reverses into a to a loading bay.
Ah, oh, yeah. Right. Gotcha.
I think.
Oh, yeah. You might have to Google that later.
What were you? Sorry. Yeah, sorry, wrong docking. but then, Noah's also, so once we told him we were actually going to start the podcast, he's been heavily involved in, like, what cameras to buy.
Definitely.
What lights, so we're getting this and that. And
Noah's been absolutely a champion with, champion? Yeah. I'm just about to.
Wow. No, I think you can champion, but you can't
shorten that one.
Yeah, correct. No. So an absolute legend. Lucky, I'm going to change that to an absolute legend to help us in the background with, you know, some of the okay, what you should do, what you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Just help, just that, giving us that sort of, and I've said on a couple of podcasts.
Give us a poke.
Just a couple of pokes here and there of, you know, this is number 31 today, your episode's number 31. And it's just, fuck, they just tick over like so easily. Mm. And without your help of how this podcast is going to grow, we could do 200 and we'd still probably be at the same growth of what we are now, of just ticking along. But with your help and with what you provide us, and we'll get a bit into that with what your business is, all I can say is I think this is going to grow into something amazing, you know, in the future.
Sure. Yeah, 100%.
So we're going to hand the mic over to you. Explain a bit more about your business. I know you got some changes and that you were talking about sort of up and coming, whether you want to talk about those or not. But, tell the people what you do.
Yeah, so I run, I'm still a part-time carpenter, but apprentice a carpenter.
Yep.
But I've started a videography business and now leaning into photography as well. So we're doing a bit of both about a year ago, and pretty much started that up just – yeah, picked up a fucking camera, just went, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
Started playing around, messing around with it, and then shortly after, luckily had someone that wanted to take me on for a job from a family friend.
Yep.
And then it pretty much just grew from there, made a bit of money, reinvested that money into the business, reinvested into learning and, you know, growing myself in my craft.
Yeah.
And then it just kept going from there. And then here I am now, 1 year on. Still growing and still definitely getting better at my craft, and you know, it's growing better than what I expected it to be after a year.
So it's only been a year, and I know what you've done in that year, and we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But it blows me away. Your story blows me away because you started this a year ago, and realistically, at the start of this year, which is what month are we in? 9 months ago.
Yeah.
You're really only doing it for a few months before you made a step. Like, as when I'm going to...
massive step.
Yeah, so tell us about that, because that's probably where things started to, you know, punch along.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, so, well, Stiffy's obviously talking about... So I sent an email, because obviously being a chippy, the whole reason why I listen to podcasts is when I'm working, and the Reggie's actually put out a call for someone to do video editing.
Yeah.
And I was like, this might be a good way to swindle my way in with an email, and, you know, just... So I did that and sent them an email saying, hey, mate, would be keen for the editing job, yada, yada, yada. Also, I'm a videographer based down here in Gold Coast. If you ever come down here for any events or whatever you're doing, you need someone to video, I'm capable.
Yep.
Anyway, didn't make the cut, wasn't good enough. Gilly got the job. I was like, oh, that's a bit shit. And then anyway, about 2 months later, I just got declined a job that would have been awesome. And it was in Dolby and it was filming like cows and stuff for some agricultural mob. And got declined the job and I was like, fuck, mum, it's so annoying. Like, you know, it was, you know, a good job and it was going to pay well and yada, yada. And then anyway, I go home and then check my phone, got an email from Groper.
Yep.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And, it was him going, hey, mate, would you be keen on coming down and filming us down the Gold Coast? We're trying to buy a racehorse. We'll pay for everything, your accommodation, your food, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do it all. And it was bang on the same date as that job that I just got declined on.
Oh,
so that's the thing. It was just, everything was meant to align.
Yeah.
And it was just perfect. So that basically started it all in terms of contacts and then obviously growing and, you know, having that money backing myself to reinvest and buy better equipment and keep growing.
Yep.
So that was January. So it all kind of kicked off from there.
And if you want to, anyone that's listening and may have not seen it yet, that was the first attempt of them buying
how to buy a racehorse.
Yep. So if you, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yep. If you Google that, all the content off that YouTube is your work.
Correct. Yeah. And that's the thing as well. So they were actually obviously unsuccessful.
Yeah.
In
correct.
That thing, which was, to be honest, it was a blessing in disguise.
100%.
Groper only came down with Jace, and so I never got to meet Tom or actually, you know, got to hang out with Tom or anything like that.
Yep.
So then they had to come down a second time.
This was at the end of the
June.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Buying season of horses.
So it was the last chance to buy.
Was it at Magic Millions or after that?
Yeah, so at the Magic Millions. Because that's the thing. They only wanted to go to the Magic Millions. I think there's a sale in Tamworth and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But they wanted to go to the Gold Coast, obviously. I think it's better for them and it's, you know, easy fly in.
Definitely.
Casinos.
Yeah.
You know, alcohol.
Yeah.
It's good for
pure Reggie.
Yeah, pure Reggie.
Yeah.
So, so they had to come back in on June, the last sale, and Jace couldn't make it. So Tom came instead. And then Groper's missus also came, Wendy, and they ended up taking my room. Because I was going in my own room by myself.
Yep.
But then because he brought his missus, he wanted, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
A solo room.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're not allowed to sort of sleep in the lounge chair or sit in the corner or anything.
So I then teed up with Tom to stay in Tom's room. And then pretty much from there it all flourished. And we ended up kind of, you know, becoming a lot closer than what you probably should have on a job.
Yeah.
And
not
that close.
Okay. Tell us more.
No docking action in that apartment.
Yeah, gotcha. Yep.
But and that's pretty much how I met Tom in terms of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And that one on is called How to Buy.
How to actually buy. Yeah.
And that's awesome. That it shows there's and that one goes for I think an hour and a bit, maybe.
Just under an hour. Oh, but it's honestly an absolute, if you are listening and you want to watch something that's entertaining and also informative, that is definitely a good one to watch.
It's such a good storyline because it's like that manifesting thing. Groper had manifested buying this racehorse for so long.
Yeah, 100%.
And it all just seemed to work, but yet they didn't know it was going to work like
correct.
That.
Correct, yeah. And I think the build-up as well, it meant, like, because that's the thing, when we were there's people, like, you know, obviously I'm not being racially profiling, but the Asians are everywhere, they're buying horses like that. You know, they're just going bang, 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 and then unfazed. They're spending $100,000 a horse, and they're unfazed about what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, you know, the boys are, like, devastated, Mr. Horse, bugger, you know, and then when we bought that one, the build-up to buying it, you know, was unreal. And yeah, the amount of money that and time that went into it from missing out in the first sales to this sales,
yeah,
it was a lot.
Yeah,
so that's the thing. When they picked up a $30,000 horse, it was like they just bought Winx.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
everyone's going off and everyone's having a great laugh, and you know, it was just it was a great aura around it.
Yeah,
you know, really changed the tide of what Magic Millions usually is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. These blokes just brought a $30,000 horse and they're fucking cheering.
Definitely. And that would have excited everyone around them as well, even the guy that was up there selling it.
Exactly. You could see it. What they said too after us. They came up and they go, mate, you know, that's what we wish Magic Millions, you know, is all about.
We wish it was celebrating the purchase.
You know, you're happy to be here and you're buying a horse that is going to be potentially, you know.
Because that was 3 days you guys actually went. Was it 3 or 4 days at the sales?
So I think we started on Sunday. So Sunday is like your viewing. So you can't actually buy.
Yeah.
There's no auction anything on the Sunday.
Yep.
So you're only allowed to get the horses out, take them for a little stroll, bring them back in, go do, you know, have a little bit of a check, send that off to the, you know, if he's a yes or a no if, between the boys. Then it goes through the bloodstock agent and then they have a geese. And then if they pass through that, then they got to go through x-rays and so on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lengthy process, but that's why you have the Sunday and the Monday, I'm sure, to look over them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, Wednesday was auctions. So, yeah, I think we got it on the last day.
So it was early in the morning, first thing.
So we had plenty of time to get on the piss afterwards.
Yeah, you know, and celebrate.
And still had the rest of the day.
That would have been mint.
Also
a good
leading
purchase.
Into Origin as well. So
I know we tried to buy shares and it just went way too quick.
Fuck, mate.
Like, even I didn't get a share.
Yeah, it was just went way too quick. I'm just like, fuck. I sat on the laptop, bang, trying to smack it out. And, yeah, it just... Like everyone was doing the same thing and just
Pulse Racing were really good. So they sent through because I said I can't get onto their bloody thing and they sent me a message straight back and said, yeah, sorry, champ. They're all gone. But when the next one comes around and I'm sure there'll be another one. So
yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I can't wait till they get into some racing pigeons, something we can afford.
Well, the two flogs do that.
Do they?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, they just lost 4 pigeons on their last race.
What, dead? Died?
No, didn't come home.
Oh, well, that's not a very good homing pigeon then, is it?
No, well, it was a big race. I only just listened to Curb saying it. It was way out, like, I don't know, it was 400 kilometres away and they had to fly home. Yeah. And, anyway, that's pigeons. Wow. So Curb and Gibbo, they already do pigeon racing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to get a greyhound or something.
Well, the flogs are...
Well, you can get a retired one.
Just Paddy.
That's it.
Correct.
Anyone else want another beer?
I'm still halfway.
Obviously, you blokes are doing all the talking. Mm.
So, yeah, Peak Productions, you got involved with. So that was June, you said.
Correct.
With the Reggies again, with Groper and Tom.
Yeah.
And obviously, that's now just kind of getting you in the doorway for any of these events that either come up with. The Alpha Boys or the Alpha Blokes, and then you got the Reggies, and just getting, man, I can just, I can't talk because it's just like, I can see down the track you as a company, as a brand, having fucking 20 people working underneath you because you're doing all the podcast, guys.
Oh, well, hopefully that is.
Seriously, that's true. I can see in whether it's 10 years or 5 years or 2 years, I think you're going to go bang.
Well, I appreciate those words.
Definitely. I've said it here. It's on.
It's on tape. We'll come back to this in 5 years definitely. And we'll see how I went. If I'm working at Memphis or if I'm working for Peak.
Why I'm saying that is because not just trying to piss in your pocket. Well, I am trying to. it's just because when you're around good people, you know when you radiate that goodness and you want to be around people.
Shit, yeah. You smell like dog shit.
Correct. Yeah, but when you're around good people, you just know that they are a good person. Yeah. And you just and like easy to talk to, easy to chat to, and wanting to help, and it's just like, you're a good cunt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's good.
And now you've also done a few wedding sort of videos and that's too.
So I've done a couple of weddings, but the most recent one was actually for Groper.
Yeah,
it was right off the back of obviously doing the horse thing, and I just finished editing, and he goes, oh, how about, would you like to come to me wedding and do a vlog for me wedding?
You fucking sounded like, just like him then, too. So. No wonder we called him fucking G1.
G2.
G2, sorry. No, I think he's actually a clone.
Could be close.
Well, Wendy reckons I am the younger version of Groper.
I said it back in fucking March or April whenever we first met.
Yep. Apparently, I'm a bit of a degenerate.
I said that back in April, G2. You know, I'm just like, fuck yeah, that's Groper all over. Yeah. And I don't even know Groper.
That's it. No, it's prime.
So you've done wedding videos. I think you've done a couple things in a helicopter or something like that.
Just work.
A day to day fucking battle, like just fucking charging on through
it's
life.
It's such a grind.
Yeah. Oh,
it's so. Tyrell.
Yeah, no, that's just.
Yeah, it's a good segue there.
It was a good segue, wasn't it? So
So Peak Productions has not only just hit a peak at the moment, but you have hit a bit of a high spot at the moment, haven't you? With your career, like your short term 1 year, 12 month career in this company, it's already hitting the peak of Peak Productions.
It makes me worry because I'm like, sure, you know, you're fucking going up, but
that's why I'm saying
there's got to be some little.
I think you're going up quick, but you're going up in a good way.
Yeah. Hey, well, it's definitely looking like that, but I don't want to fucking, thank God this table's made out of wood.
Yeah.
I made this table too.
Yeah, you did a great job.
What are my chippy skills like?
Fucking shit.
Yeah.
But it holds a beer.
The jigsaw did a good job.
Do you like that?
I didn't have a jigsaw.
That was done with
an angle grinder.
That was done with a hammer and a fucking rock.
Yeah. Two rocks. Like I had to hit one rock with the other rock together. So, but yeah. You can see they look a little... Anyway, yeah, so back to you.
ADHD.
Yeah. Squirrel. ADHD.
Squirrel.
Where's the squirrel? So fucking talk about it. What'd you do?
So obviously off the back of meeting Tom at the Reggie's vlog that we did in June, we obviously had some deep conversations being in the same apartment and then, you know, there was conversations like, oh, would you be keen on doing some work for us? I was like, oh, fuck. Would I be keen?
Sorry, I've got better offers going on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
From there, pretty much he, 1 week later after I was just working and he gives me a call, I'm nervous ass. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Here we go. He just goes, hey, mate, how you going? Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, yourself? Yeah, not too bad. Would you like to... come up to Darwin with us and jump in a few helicopters and do a big helicopter tour and all this shit.
Yeah,
and I'm like, nah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let me check my schedule.
Yeah, I had to kind of play it cool. Heart is pounding. that is no word of a lie. Heart was absolutely pounding. If he sees this, that's what I had.
Yeah,
I had it. My heart was going 100 miles an hour.
Yep.
And, so pretty much he's like, yeah, just send me a quote and... we'll see how it goes. And then I was like, yeah, no drama. And I left it for a little bit. I was like, got to make him think I'm working this thing out. You know, we already could have said it then and there. But
yeah, bro. Starting up.
So anyway, sent him through it. And he's like, yeah, bro, you're on. I'm like, oh, my God. Book flights in that 10 minutes. Had flights booked and emails, confirmation. I'm on.
You're done.
Holy shit. Here we go.
Hang on. Strap on because you're about to fucking fly.
And that, honestly, that moment there, I was like, just very surreal moment, you know, where you go, holy shit. But I had a 3 month wait on that, so I had to sit and wait for a bit. Fuck over, got it all right and everything down pat. But obviously that came around about 2 weeks ago. Not even a week ago. That was just absolutely off its head.
It is so hard
to describe.
We won't go into too much of it because you're obviously the man behind the camera shooting everything you just did.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So, you know, I can only imagine what that storyline's going to be with the vlog that you produce.
Yeah, I'm getting excited just talking about it.
Yeah, definitely.
It is going to be absolutely off its head. And if you do not have Patreon, just buy their Patreon for that vlog because there is that much content in it that I'm struggling to get it below, you know, probably 2 hours.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, even though it's going to go up on Patreon, but there's no harm in making 5 45-minute episodes, is there?
You could do an episode on every day.
That's what I'm saying. You're up there for 5 days.
Yeah, easily do 4 episodes.
Yeah.
It is that good.
That's how much shit that you guys got up to every day that it's just like you can't miss out on it because realistically, you want to show – like, I want to go up there and do exactly what you just did.
Oh, exactly right. Yeah, well, shout out to
you know, like what Tom and Cam were talking about on their potty about what they just did. It's like fucking – sign me up. I want to do it.
If you live under a rock, we're talking about the Alpha Blokes podcast.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So if you don't know it, because we do have a couple of American bloody listeners and that too. So
they'd know all about it.
If you don't, well, you're fucking living under a rock.
Yeah, yeah.
Give them a listen.
Yep, definitely.
But yeah, shout out to the Finnis River helicopter tours. Them blokes, Pirate and his crew there, they're absolutely unreal.
Yeah.
Like, like pulling up to their hangars and everything, you know, they've been professional from the start. And, you know, like obviously being in a helicopter is something that's a lot of people fear.
Yeah.
And I had no dramas getting in that chopper, and I felt safe the entire time. And we're in that more than a car. So.
And you've got a different job there because, yeah, everyone else was just enjoying what was happening, like looking at what's going on and taking the moment in. You're the one trying to capture this.
Yeah.
So you've got a job to do. When you're getting that camera,
it's hard.
You're trying to capture as much content as you can.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, it's hard to, like, for a lot of people, obviously, when you get presented an opportunity like that, it is very hard to obviously not get caught up in the moment because obviously – It's a really fun time. Like, of course you want to, you know, you want to get amongst, you want to have a laugh with the boys, you know, and Knuckles and all that. And you want to just go have a look at all the, you know, the sights that you're seeing as you're flying over. You've never been in a chopper before.
Yep.
Tons of little different things there that would actually 100% make you lose focus and not get you locked in. And, you know, you'd forget about your storyboard, which is obviously how you're laying out your shots to fill the vlog.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you do lose focus for that, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you might have missed some valuable,
something
valuable there. Yeah. And when you're not filming, that's something valuable. There's a hole in your story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That you need to try and fix, you know.
Yeah.
It's like plastering a wall. You gotta try and fix that hole that you just missed.
Correct.
But yeah, so I can go into detail if you
want. We don't need to go into too much detail because we're gonna be watching.
Oh, 100%.
We're gonna be watching
it.
We're gonna be watching it. Now this episode is probably coming out tomorrow, so I don't wanna put any type of spoiler on your work you've done with the Alpha Cloaks. So off air we might have a little chat. I actually don't wanna chat too much about it because I wanna sit down and enjoy it from the start with your vlog. Because
copy that.
I love it. Can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to finish.
When Tom and Cam were talking about it, I've already got the idea of what you guys have done already because you know they've spoken about the whole lot.
Yeah.
I can't wait for it to come out as a visual on YouTube. On Patreon.
Yeah, well that's the thing. Like it's a lot of work. Like that's the thing with social media stuff, and you know it's a lot easier to edit that stuff, right? Like it take me 2 hours to edit, but with a vlog. Like, so far, I had 8 hours of usable footage in that, you know, in all my bank. And I've got to watch through all this footage and try to narrow it down and bring it back to, you know, closer to an hour and, you know.
How do you do that when you've got 8 hours?
Right. How do you do that? And that's the only way is you've got to be real strict with it and, you know, bring it back and go, okay, is there a pause in between them talking? All right, let's chop that. Let's bring it. So it's just constant feed of attention and
yeah, I get that, but that's still 8 hours. You're condensing it to then 6 hours. To me, it's just like make six hours worth of Patreon episode.
Yeah,
like,
correct.
Let it all go out there. Yeah,
it is hard, but so like I've probably the estimate of how long it's gonna take is around about 36 to 48 hours to edit the vlog.
Yeah,
so it's a lot of time.
That's a lot of hours, and you're still doing an apprenticeship, and sitting here having a yarn to us. I know it was, buddy. It's been a couple of weeks since we've tried to get you on.
And honestly, and as you say that, doing an apprenticeship, I got to give absolute props to my dad. Like, you know, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing right now if it wasn't for him giving me the extra time off that I needed for unpaid leave and all that stuff, and still getting me through my apprenticeship and learning.
How good!
Honestly, props to him.
Yeah,
props to you, Glenna.
So he obviously fucking believes in you too, then. So
The support from mum and dad, has been unreal from the start, and that's I think a massive thing is having people backing you with a lot of self belief in you. It's a lot easier when you get it from your parents, but even your partner, like my partner Kaylee, she has a lot of self belief in me as well.
Yep.
And yeah, that it really pushes you along because obviously that imposter syndrome, like especially with what you boys are doing, you know, imposter syndrome is such a big thing that a lot of people can't get over, and it's a massive mound that a lot of people actually get put under, and they go, "Well, I'm not going to push through this mound. I'm going to stay back, and I'm not going to bother going over it because I'm too scared."
Yeah,
you know, and it's once you get scared over that, you realize that. You know, you are capable of
doing something. Yeah, goosebumps when you said that. You should put that on a motivational speech.
We'll just clip that up,
eh?
Clip that up, mate.
Won't even use Morgan Freeman. nah. No, absolutely, mate. You're only a pup, mate. So, and you're already doing good things. So, fucking well done.
Yeah, yeah. Like my mind's just blown away by what you just said. That because simply a year ago, this was not your mindset. So, go back a year ago. Before that, what type of videography or photography experience did you actually have before 12 months ago?
Yeah, so previously, like, obviously, I'm only just about to turn 21 for everyone that's listening.
Living in a 36-year-old body. he looks 36.
Yeah. So back in high school, obviously, you're allowed, pick an elective and whatnot, and obviously film and TV was kind of where I wanted to continue on with a passion that I did from previous years doing YouTube and shit like that, and started just dabbling in it a little bit of it, and then when you actually got to pick the elective of actually going, you're doing this elective now, so I picked film and TV.
Gotcha.
Started with that, had nothing like the camera I have today. It was an absolute, like, it's basically what your dad would pull out back in maybe 2006.
Yeah,
little camcorder. Go around and film shit. I learned how to composite, like a bit of composition, but not a lot.
Yep.
And
but that was the start point at school.
That was the start point.
Yeah.
And from there, I filmed a big formal proposal video, and then did this big formal proposal video at school, and it went off, got the accolades of best formal proposal and yada yada, and pretty much from there. Went to formal. This is all play in a second.
Yeah, you're right.
Went to formal in a tank and in an army tank.
Yeah, right.
So, Seven News came out and filmed like the whole shindig of it all going down. They just happened to have been there, because it was at Hope Island. Yada yada.
Yep.
Anyway, they wanted to come interview me about being in the tank and put it on Seven News. Yada yada. And then Mum, being Mum, goes, oh, you should have a look at this. And, shows him my formal proposal video that I did. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
And, so then he offered me a bit of, like, work experience and stuff with them for a bit.
Yep.
Did that. Didn't really like it, but had a bit of a dabble, bit of a taste. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I kind of was like, I'm not going to do film and TV. It's not for me.
Right.
So finished school, had nothing going for me. Dad picked me up as an apprentice.
Yep.
It was that simple. But then from there, I played footy, after school for about 2 years.
AFL, yeah.
AFL, yep. Bit of an AFL boy. Playing at the Bulby.
How good were the Lions?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, how good was that?
Off tap.
Yeah. Carry on.
I missed it. Yeah.
But I actually played for Broadbeach Cats where the conference was held.
Right.
So that was my football club for about 3 years. And, once I quit and, decided to put it away and hang up the boots, I just was like, what else do I do? I've got a lot of spare time on my hands now. I'm not training. I'm not recovering. I'm not doing anything. What do I do to actually have a disciplined mind and, continue on with something? And that's when I just impulse bought a camera and I was like, oh, stuff it. Just buy a camera again, pick it up.
Yep.
Bought this shitty Lumix that I brought with me today, actually, and it's a piece of shit. it's rubbish. It does all right, but it was,
it did its job.
It did its purpose.
Yeah.
It was the bridging to get me from not doing anything to doing it.
Doing something, yeah.
So everyone needs to start somewhere.
That's right.
It's first step, right. You've got to take that first step and then you build on that.
Yeah, and honestly, take the leap and don't overthink it. Like, just, if I sat on that idea of going, oh, do I do it? Is that, what I mean? Like, when you want to start a hobby, you go, oh, do I do that? Do I spend the money?
Yep.
I'm so glad I did, because it was, honestly, I was like, oh, I'm going to buy a camera. Bought a camera the next day.
Yep.
Picked it up, started playing around with it, started shooting shit, and then, it grew into what it is today. And, pretty much that's how I kind of, all the background knowledge into actually building into it. So there was some previous knowledge there that was transferable skills, but then I had to kind of learn a lot more with the newer cameras, because there's, full frame and mirrorless kind of cameras that I never had from school. So I had to pick all that up and kind of, relearn my craft.
Yep.
And so, yeah.
And it is just about jumping the deep end sometimes too. Hey, 100%. Like, as in getting the tools, 100%. Getting the product, getting the cameras, going out and doing it and working out what works and what doesn't, or what works in that environment or what works in this 100%. Environment.
And that's what I was saying, about reinvesting in equipment and whatnot, because, once I'd go into a job and I'd go, oh, wish I had something like that. And then I'd get that, you know, once with the money that I earned from the job.
Yep.
And then I'd go, okay, let's improve it a little bit. Why is my footage shaking a little bit? How do I learn to fix that?
Yep.
You know, why is the audio sound a bit shit? Why? What's happening? You know, and that's the thing, problem solving and making the best quality footage that I can is so important to me. And that's why I'd rather reinvest all of my money back into the business to have a better quality of product, you know, because at the end of the day, that's more defendable than having a shit of quality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like anyone can pick up a camera and do some cool little video and go, yeah, fuck yeah, that's sick. But like if you don't have it to the highest quality and, you know, you're really thinking about everything, you know, you're putting yourself lower on the food chain and, you know, you're not as defendable.
Yeah.
But,
So that's, have you, it's hard to say, I guess a question, it's hard to say, so have you got goals in the next 6 months, or have you got, or is it just kind of like not fly by your seat of your pants? But have you got any goals that you want to achieve in the next 6 months or 12 months? Like you've gone and done what you've done so far, but can you see any goals or can you see any visions of where you want to take this yourself?
Oh, yeah, 100%. So my goal obviously is to finish this apprenticeship off as one of the goals, because that finishing that is the only thing that's holding me back right now. Because obviously I can't finish it. Until, well,
your time,
time is on is on its side.
But you're not someone that just doesn't want to go, oh, okay, this part is going really well, let's go there now. You actually want to finish what you started.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's that's one thing I live by, is finishing what I start. Like with footy, it sucked to quit that, and I still regret quitting it to this day, because it's something I loved a lot and had a lot of passion for. But at the same time, it's a never-ending thing. You've got to let it go at some point. But that's with one thing is, with learning and trades and diplomas and certificates, I've always wanted to finish what I start. I've never wanted to quit.
100%.
So, going into that, my goal for the next, you know, well, for the remainder of this year is to have that apprenticeship done so I can then go basically part-time / full-time with Peak.
Yep.
So I have the time to grow it, because time is so valuable, and if I can't be everywhere at one time. So it's, you know, more about just focusing on what I want and what I want to grow and putting that dedicated time into that so I can have a better outcome.
Because when is it due to finish?
It's hopefully December. So December.
That's not far, mate. That's funny.
Yeah. It's not like you're 2 years away from finishing.
And I'm on track. Like it's on track. So that's why I'm glad it's all
and
kind of happening.
And it's not worth giving up right now either. No. Like you're so close. It's like, and you don't want to give up, like, or stop. And giving up is probably not the right word. It's just you want to finish it.
Yeah, correct.
I shouldn't use the word giving up, because you're not giving up on it. It's just Peak is, I can see, going to take a lot of effort and a lot of energy.
It's outgrowing that apprenticeship quicker than what I thought.
Like,
everything, it's a side hustle. Like this is technically your side hustle.
This is our side hustles. You know what I definitely mean? This is not a full-time gig for us.
And this was my side hustle / hobby, and it it ended up turning into something a lot quicker than I expected. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people take 2 to 3 years to have something from a side hustle to grow into something.
Yep.
And I was just one of those people that was lucky that someone took a chance on me.
Correct.
And honestly, props to Groper if he didn't take that chance on me, because he never saw my work or anything.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, heard your videographer from your email. Let's do it.
Yep.
You know, and if he didn't take that chance, I would never have met Tom. I would never have made it to the Alpha Blokes. And now all these other jobs that are now coming off the back of the Alpha
Blokes. Correct. Yep.
I would never have had.
All because you sent that one email.
All because of one email.
One email. Yeah.
All because of starting an apprenticeship.
So you could have just been, I'm probably not there yet, but I don't have the right gear. But you've sent it.
Yeah,
you've
done it. Exactly right.
Fucking grab hold of it.
Exactly right.
Take a big chew.
Chew like fuck.
Right. I'm going to stop this because we need to get another drink. And I think you're busting for a piss. Hang on a sec. It's like elevator music, but it's just it's our piss break music. Righto, I'm going to crack my
Wait. Oh. Let's do it all together.
Oh! I was going to say let's do a one-handy, but you want to do an all-togethery.
I reckon.
Are you going to count us in?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, what the fuck?
It's glitching out.
What was yours, Barney?
That was Morse code.
Yeah. Morse code for fucking cheers, biggies.
Yeah, that was up your bum.
Fuck, I squirted on myself again too.
You fucking always squirt on yourself.
Fucking shit.
Ah, that's good. That's good.
Mm. That second can is cold too.
Mm.
Now, where were we? What were we talking about?
We're talking about the end of Noah's apprenticeship.
That's right.
How he's not giving up.
No, but your goals. So that was one goal, was to finish obviously your apprenticeship. So the end of this year, you should be finishing that.
Yeah.
But you're still going to obviously be involved around that trade with your dad, because you know, for however long it takes to before you get completely, so
leave him alone.
Yeah.
So that's what I said to him. And another thing is more repaying him back for allowing me to have the time that I did away from work. Mm. I still don't want him to be completely, you know, drop off the face of the earth. Now he's got all this work in front of him that he can't handle on his own.
Yep.
You know, because that's the thing. As a chippy, obviously there's some stuff you can't do on your own.
No.
So that's why I said to him, I said, you know, for the transition period of wherever it is and whenever it happens, I'd like to be there to help you out, you know, make sure that it's a smooth and easy transition for you, just so, you know.
So has he got any other apprentices coming through?
No, so we're just a small family business.
Yeah,
so
okay.
It's for as long as I remember, like, it's been him, and then my brother came along and did his apprenticeship through him, and he's still working for him today, but he will be moving on this year as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of...
So is it a sign for your old boy to go, are you nearly retired? Like, I suppose your old boy's not that old. I keep forgetting that you're only 21. God, I could be nearly your father. Well, so how old's your dad?
How old are you?
Fuck, I'm 46 in a couple of days.
Wait, are you 1976?
78. So he's only 2 years older.
Yeah.
So he's not retiring. Sorry. Greg, not Greg. What is it?
Glenn.
Sorry, Glenn. Yeah, no, you're not retiring yet, buddy.
Yeah, you got a few more years there. But, so he's more thinking about going down the more handyman, not handyman,
The
more smaller jobs. You can do it on your own, you know.
Yeah.
And he is quite crafty in terms of, you know, he can plaster, he can do that bit of plumbing, and, you know, he can do a bit of everything. Like, he's very hands-on. He can do your tiling. Like, he's quite great in a lot of aspects.
Yep.
And he's the one-stop shop.
Yeah, cool.
Well, mate, that's actually an awesome bloody story that you're actually going to help him out, like, not just fucking walk away.
Well, you're always at his hand. You know, if he calls you and says, hey, next Thursday, I might need a hand to do something.
Exactly. I'll be flying helicopters.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
sorry, Dad, I'm in choppers. I'm going to Mars with Elon. And, I'll be back
next Thursday.
Next millennium. Or not. But no, that's
so that's one goal.
Other hobbies? What other hobbies you got?
I did dabble in a bit of video games, because obviously my PC is quite good for editing. So I do dabble in a bit of video games with the boys, but that's slowly dwindling away at the moment. I do like doing a bit of renovations, like just like doing a bit of hands-on chippy work kind of stuff like that.
Have we got a job for you?
And we've already got him. We've already got a job for him.
You already got me under the thumb.
Yeah, exactly. We already got peak.
Yeah. Yep.
But other than that, like obviously I like fitness. Like I've only just started getting back to my gym work. I hope Stiffy's still getting into his gym work.
Okay.
Fuck me. But yeah, I like my gym work, and you know, I like getting in and pushing myself and you know, seeking that discomfort. I like doing that a lot.
Oh, definitely.
Other than that, I don't really get up to much besides being my main hobby
You're like a bit of a punt.
Oh, I do.
How do you rate yourself as a punter?
How the excitement you get out of go back to the Broadie Tavern.
Yeah.
The fucking excitement I see on your face in front of the TV.
Oh, yeah. If you get a bit of liquid courage into me and, you know, a bit of coin in my wallet, I'll probably have a bit of a punt to just, you know, test the water. But yeah, I do get around it a bit. I'm trying to be a good boy and lean away from it a little bit.
Yeah. You know? Well, set your budgets. You've got to have a budget with it. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Peak, I can't keep using my business card for gambling. Just trying to stay away from all
responsibly.
Responsibly having a punt.
Yeah, I'm not a big punter, but when I do, it's sort of in environments like that.
Correct.
Where everyone's having a bit of fun.
Yeah,
especially on the dogs and stuff. Yeah, like you're gonna have a punt.
You got it.
Oh, that's a good name. Like, we're not looking at any form or anything else like that. But I think we did have actually a couple of
We're picking roughies that afternoon too.
Mate, we were picking everything.
Oh, that's true. I picked a horse under my daughter's. That was something Ellie or whatever. And
the names.
You guys were up me because I didn't share it. I was like, well, I fucking didn't know I was going to win either.
Phil, tips, not slips.
Yeah. So hobbies,
Yeah, that's about it. I don't have a lot because obviously this was my hobby.
Yeah.
Now this is now starting to become bigger than a hobby.
It is.
Yeah.
So, it is.
Yeah. No, that's
It's yeah, fucking a, gold.
I have a lot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah, so, you know, I can just see in 12 months' time, we're going to be having so many different conversations, right, on what you've done in the next 12 months. But is there anything that you want to do in the next 12 months with, let's just say, like, with capturing people's content, as in, like, is there functions that you would love to do, or, like, the, I don't know, like, is there GC600? Is there things like that that you're like, fuck yeah, I'd love to do one of those events one day? Is there an event you would love to capture?
Not more so an event. Like, I have got around a few events. Like, I've done a few, like, I've done a gem bull ride, and I'm planning on doing a couple of, like, from the Alpha Bloke stuff,
yep.
Bears barbecues, I can't remember his name. Is that the Milton Brewery, you know,
yep.
And capturing those events, I'm looking forward to, you know, dabbling in a bit more events and seeing if I do like that category a bit. But, I prefer to more, I want to kind of go down the way of capturing memories, and more so because obviously that's one thing a lot of people take for granted today is everyone's time. And, you know, when you have someone here, you know, in front of you and chatting to them, you know, having a yarn, and, you know, then they're gone. And it's like, then you look back and you go, fuck, I've got no photos or no videos that are really telling me anything about this bloke. You know what I mean?
I've got
a photo of him maybe having a drink or having a piss, you know, and there's nothing else. But my goal is to kind of see if there is a market there for it, because at the end of the day, I have to make some money to keep the business alive.
Oh, fucking oath. Yep.
But my goal is to maybe try and get into memoirs and filming people's life stories, you know, hopefully before it's too late, you know what I mean? So it's more for targeted at your grandparents and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, getting a memoir filmed of them and capturing their story. Because that's one thing I learnt from a young age is, you know, my nan used to come up to me and go, oh, wow. You know, as a growing up, wow, you remind me so much of, you know, your old, you know, Pop Jack and all that kind of stuff. And you go, oh, yeah, what was he like? And then you're asking them.
Yeah.
But it's like, what if you had a video that they can just go, here, this is what he was like, and put that on, and you can see his whole aura, the way he spoke, his stories, his advice, all these different things that, you know, no one's capturing. Who is capturing that? And there is no one out there that you could probably find that will do a great job at it. And that's one thing I want to start focusing on, is to start capturing those memories, because you don't know it, how valuable it is until they're gone. You know
correct,
what I mean?
Yeah. And that tacit knowledge of when someone's got information in their head, it might not be written down, or storylines.
Yeah, correct.
Or the family tree affair, like as in like, your great uncle and your great auntie and all that sort of stuff.
It was very close to home. With Phil.
Yeah,
Phil was just over 4 months ago now, and it was sort of like they had heaps of photos because he loved to travel and he took photos and stuff like that. But had good memories from that. But it's something we're capturing now. Like we're capturing our stories that we talk about.
We are.
And our lives, like, and it's a little bit. It's like documented.
Correct, and I see it as being like something where, you know, the big popular thing now that I don't know if it's still popular, but, you know, Ancestry.com, right?
Yeah.
People go there all the time and find out all this information. They're reading through it. They're, you know, they're excited. They're like, wow, look at this. This is my great, great, great auntie. This is what she did.
Yep.
Imagine if they did that in 20 years' time, 50 years' time, 100 years' time, long before, like, once we're all gone.
Yep.
And they come back and they've gone and searched up, you know, what was Noah like?
Yeah.
And here pops up a full memoir. And a whole, you know, 30 to 40 minute interview on their great, great grandfather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where can you even get that? You know what I mean? And that's, I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, definitely.
That to me just seems so awesome that you can just have that as a documentation, because you can now.
Correct.
No one's had video to this quality ever.
Yep.
And we are now setting, you know, a waypoint in time of, you know, producing something that could potentially be, you know, just a normal thing. Everyone has to get a memoir done. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's my goal in terms of the next 12 months, is kind of marketing it towards showing people how important it is, you know?
Yep.
Because, there's so many things that I think of right now, and, you know, straight goes to my nan that just passed away, my great nan. You know, I wish I, you know, had the brains to think of that idea 6 months ago.
Yeah,
because
earlier.
That would have been unreal to have her, because she was still switched on. She was I think she was 98 or something like that.
Yep.
Still so switched on and so alive that, you know, I will forever have to hold that as a memory now to explain to my kids one day. Yep. So
we're sitting down and actually doing a memoir and documenting it with visuals and capturing it.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
For everyone to see, you know. Yeah. So that's good.
But it's them telling the story. It's not someone else.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly right. So it's not a Chinese.
It's not a photo just looking at you in someone's
horse's mouth.
Correct. So that's my main goal. Mm. Like, obviously, there'll be a point where that's not going to fill all of my time. So that's where hopefully you have other work where it's, you know, maybe product shoots. Like, I got a few of them lined up coming up. I've got obviously events like the Bears Barbecue event.
Yep.
And then, obviously, Tom has spoken. Who knows? Don't hold me to this. That there might be some more potential work for
down the track.
Yep. We'll book in because obviously they're not getting any, you know.
Not getting any smaller, are they?
They're just growing. Like, we were just talking before we started. You know, the neighbours wearing an Alpha Blokes hat. I was just at the shops. There's four blokes there with Alpha Blokes hats on.
I was at a birthday party, a kiddie's birthday party, a six-year-old, I think. Anyway, old mate walks in with a Alpha Blokes hat, cooking with daddy's shirt, and his son had the Alpha Bloke hat on, the tan hats.
Yeah.
And he said, I've got the, my dad can reverse a trailer because he's a truckie.
Yeah, yeah.
And, so he's all over it. Just like, fuck, man, those things are... So,
killing it.
They're killing it.
So I'm just thinking that's... So as for, like, for you now for the next 12 months, it's like, okay, that's all those events. If you can't book too much in because if you were to do something every weekend, you wouldn't get enough time during the week to do the behind the scenes stuff, as in to editing, to do all the productions, to do it. So in the next 12 months, when you look at a monthly planner, is there a maximum of like, fuck, I can't do four weekends a weekend because I don't have a weekend for myself. But is it sort of like, right, two weekends a month I can do for customers?
Well,
or is it just like...
There's two ways you can look at it. There's obviously that way where, you know, I can go, I can't do every single weekend. But there is another way where you're correct. I can't do every single weekend, but I can delegate that work off to another person who I can contract under me until I'm able to employ someone.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I'm never going to knock back work ever.
Yeah, gotcha.
I will never knock it back.
So someone else can do the actual capturing.
Correct. Yeah.
But then you can do
that. Even the other way.
Oh,
I would rather go out and film because, you know, I'd like to be the face of Peak and I want people to know that they're paying for a quality service and having a good customer service and having someone that they can trust to not be a dickhead, especially at events. You don't want a weird introverted little, you know, videographer that's gonna film you. You know, you don't want that.
No.
You want someone who is gonna be in your face with their camera, but also being alive and happy and, you know, making sure you're feeling welcomed in front of the camera. Because
networking at those things too.
Exactly.
You're not just there videoing, you're also talking to this bloke, you're talking to this bloke, pissing in his pocket.
Right. Yeah, exactly right.
You're growing the business as you're doing it.
And that's the thing. You network, you talk, you know, you grow, and only you can do that yourself. And as I was about to say, with having a camera in front of your face, as you clearly remember when you first had that camera.
Yeah, yeah.
How much of an impact does that have on just you and your whole performance in general?
That first show.
You want to close up and fucking.
That first show we did at the bike shop with that camera.
Yep.
I was just like, oh, this is weird because it feels like someone's watching me.
Exactly.
So you're right, 100%.
We don't even notice.
You turn it on, you forget about it.
That's right. Yeah.
Sometimes I forget I'm actually should be facing this way more towards the camera, and I get trapped into talking this. I'm like, and then on the visuals.
That is your good side, though.
Oh, thank you.
That is your good side.
We got that covered.
Yeah. That's why he took that spot. I wanted that spot, but he said, no, that's my good side.
You're in the king spot, mate.
I'm in the middle, so I'm sort of...
You get the sign.
But, and that's why a lot of the time I always tend to hold the camera not in front of my face. You know what I mean? I always hold it below near my chest or on my stomach because at the end of the day, I want them to be talking to me and not feel like they're talking to the camera.
So you want them looking in your eyes.
I prefer it. Not in the camera. Not a lot of people are going to look into the cameras straight down the barrel.
No.
Into the lens.
Yeah,
you're always going to look for the eye contact. So if you're hiding away, people will shy and shudder and go, oh, there's nothing here for me to look at.
Yeah.
You know?
And doesn't that... That's weird because now you said that. I'm just thinking, when I was watching the Reggie's, the one you did... no, you did both of them, sorry. The second one...
you felt like you were in the conversations outside the you know, when they're outside talking, outside of the, not when they're inside at the tables, but they're outside talking. I felt like I was in that conversation because they weren't looking at the camera. They were obviously looking at your eyes.
Yeah.
But I felt as a viewer that I was there in that conversation, yeah, having that conversation.
Yeah, that's right.
Where if they were looking at the camera and then the TV is looking at me, it feels like they're talking directly to me, and correct, it doesn't feel right.
You
it doesn't
break that fourth wall.
Yeah. Where when they're talking, yeah, you've got exactly. I've just had a fucking brain, not a brain fart, yeah, but nah, a little brain, little
that's
spark
right,
going.
A little brain aneurysm
right,
going.
Yeah, like yeah, fuck yeah, you're right, because yeah, I do feel like I'm involved with something more when I'm watching something when they're not looking directly at me on the TV screen.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
I felt involved. Nah, I felt,
and that's honestly, that's the goal, is to make you feel like you're there. Mm. You know what I mean? That's technically, in my eyes, that's what a vlog's definition should be. It should make you feel there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's what it is. You're documenting the day. You're documenting what you did. You want to feel like you were there with them.
Fuck,
you know
yeah, what I mean? Well, that's what I felt.
And that's
yep,
why I say, like, for example, in this next vlog you will see, it'll feel like you're just sitting in the back seat. Well, exactly what I was doing, sitting in the back seat, just watching everything from afar, because that's what I said to him at the start. Like I said to Pyro, I said, I'm invisible. Don't even think I'm there.
Yeah.
I will put myself where I need to be. Don't talk to me. I am not here. Because that's yep, the thing. If I'm talking behind the camera, I'm another character in the story.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's not what I want. I want to be the viewer. I
want
to be the viewer.
My
talk,
eyeballs. Correct. Yeah, yeah.
We're not talking. As a yeah, viewer, you're not talking. You're yeah, watching. So yeah, there is no point me putting in my 10 cents of a little joke or a little thing I think about, which I'd love to.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there's yeah, it. I know that it would affect the quality of the work, and that goes back to that.
And affects the storyline of correct, what you're trying to capture.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. Yeah, yep, that's right. It's like it's like intervening with like an orangutan in its natural habitat. You know what I mean? You yep, don't want to, you're not allowed to go feed the orangutan, because yeah, then they're going to come more to humans. Yep. That's the thing. If I went and fed Knuckles with a joke, he's going to keep coming back to me.
He's a fucking orangutan,
oh,
isn't he?
Oh my God. Isn't he?
Oh.
And Knuckles, where's your ass?
Yeah. I had to share a room with Knuckles actually up in Darwin.
Oh.
And I said, I was like, do you snore? And he's like, nah. And I was like, he's like, do you snore? Nah. And anyway,
he snores.
At the end, no.
Oh, no.
He was up all night to
he
not
didn't
even
sleep.
He didn't even sleep.
Oh.
I think in total, the whole trip we had about 8 hours total over 4 days. It was cooked.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how I should have charged more.
Yeah, yeah.
But, but Knuckles,
next time.
Yeah. And then Knuckles just has a video of me just absolutely howling. Because I was just obviously that tired that I was just snoring, but he caught me out. So I was like,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah.
But
I'm looking forward to a few stories off the air.
Yeah,
so
off the air stories would be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, how good's that? Yeah. I seriously can't wait to watch the vlog.
No,
and I can't wait to see where you go with Peak Productions and how you take it into the future.
And helping us.
And helping us. Yeah. Like, I can't wait for us to grow as, you know, the lads podcast.
Yeah, well, and
fuck off. Fuck off.
What's he doing?
No.
Gotcha.
Don't. No.
Fucking.
No.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
I can't wait
that's
to.
An inside one, that one.
Yeah, so. I can't wait. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. But I didn't completely miss that one.
Yeah, nah. You'll have to go and watch it. Shit. And give us a 5-star rating too, would you? By the way.
Oh God! Yeah.
I saw one of the boys' phones on the weekend, and yeah, give myself a cheeky little 5-star.
Oh, did you?
Suck a heap of stickers around everywhere.
Oh God!
Wollumbar would have been loved to have fucking found their studio and stuck a couple. Oh of
yeah,
ones.
Yeah.
But it didn't.
Yeah, copy.
Yeah, well, and that's what. Like with you boys, obviously meeting you at that apartment and then, you know, and then transgressing and you guys talking about starting a podcast and then here we are now.
Yeah.
That's why three weeks ago, that's why I said to you boys, like, that the only thing holding you back right now is time with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Time is a massive aspect. And obviously, you know, the skill to actually edit and have that dedicated time, because it will take me, you know, I can do it three times as fast as
probably
you.
Probably 10 times as fast.
Yeah, who knows?
Yep.
You know
yep,
what I mean? So that's why I said, you know, I'm happy to sponsor you boys, you know, and support you boys, because I can see it growing to a point. It just needs the exposure.
Correct.
You know,
to make
it grow.
Yeah. Yeah. And which we've done pretty much nothing of to this point where
And I hope it does grow, because that's the only way we're going to grow this thing is with obviously social media assistance.
Correct.
You know, because it's a podcast.
Exactly right.
It's a podcast.
And with me in charge of TikTok and you in charge of Facebook, and I think I had the Instagram account, trying to give Noah the all the passwords.
Oh, it was good.
Like, it was just like, what sort of a shit show was this? Like fucking,
it's now taking the pressure off. That the back end, not I shouldn't call it the back end side of the business, because it's more the front end side of the business, the social media stuff.
Yeah.
But it takes the pressure away from me and you, Barney, to make this happen as a social media thing.
Yeah.
And then just concentrate on the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if we can do a better job on the shows, it's going to come through on the video that we are, I guess, doing a better show than not turning up in the right mindset.
Yeah.
In a way to create something so that people get a laugh out of it. Yeah. And that battery's gone flat.
And we have no more video.
Yeah, so we're going to press pause. Yeah, we're back on. Something went flat. I don't know what went flat, but I just noticed it. So I don't know what that was. Yeah. I don't even know what we're up to. Barney, what were we up to?
Mate, we were up to... The battery was flat.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's
then,
so good.
Then we were moving on from there.
Yeah. So I thought we were doing shots today.
We were, but everyone was going to drive. So yeah, that's why Barney's Barney, and that's why Dickhead Steve's Dickhead Steve. Yeah, so I actually had a bit of a taxi ride sorted out for you as well.
I denied it. I was like, I probably should be sober enough.
I think we're going to have to make a call on, okay, this is episode 31.
Copy.
When's the next time?
Let's go 50.
50?
Let's
that's
get 50.
That's a milestone, 50.
Get Luke.
And then you're going to have to come back on for the 100, of course.
Yep.
And then maybe, you're invited any time.
Yep.
But there's certainly going to be one where we get fucked up.
Yep.
Like proper.
I'll be down for that.
Like proppery. Yeah. And even if it's dribble, we just dribble shit.
I think
we just dribble shit anyway for the last hour and 10 minutes.
Mm.
But 100%. It's going to be quality.
The 50th episode would definitely be a good one for that because obviously.
And you know what?
That's how many months has it been now?
Oh, only four. Mother's Day.
Yeah, it was Mother's Day.
So you'd be closer. You'd be like eight months. Well, not even. You'd be nine, like maybe 7 months or something.
It's only 19 episodes away.
Yeah.
Because we're up 31.
Yeah.
Two a week.
Like, we'll be there in no time.
Yep.
Shit.
I'll get the good tequila.
Will ya?
Yeah, I'll get some Patron. Do you like Patron? Tequila?
Is that the red hat one?
No. That's fucking...
That's about that's $17.50.
All I know is that we called that one Carlos on Fraser Island.
Carlos.
Back on schoolies.
Yeah.
His name was Carlos.
Oh, you went to Fraser Island for your schoolies?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yep. No, I never didn't go to surfers. Not a big clubbing boy. Yep. We all sent it up. Had a pretty decent Forby. Bit of an Instagram famous Forby. And
give us a shout
out. Is that a link? No.
She's gone now, unfortunately. I sold that one off.
Yeah.
Dirty D-Max. But without doing that trip and having that TikTok account, I would never have met my group of mates that I have now.
Yeah.
It is honestly unreal. That island is very magical to me because without that island, I would never have met the group of boys that I'd still hang out and talk to this day. I was just out in Brisbane with them last night. So
yeah, copy.
Yeah. No, very good group of boys. And
we both love Fraser. So
yeah,
so
I've been a million times. Yeah. Fuck, I got stories for Fraser Island.
Three times in the last bloody.
Yeah, fuck, I got some stories about Fraser Island. Anyway. No, that's good. So did you camp or did you stay somewhere?
Unfortunately, I had no... I would prefer to camp. Like, I had a pretty nice setup to camp.
Yep.
But the bloke who booked it all, he actually decided that we'd stay in Happy Valley and stay in the cabins.
Oh, yeah.
Which kind of, in my eyes, now that I look back of it, is a bit of a stitch up and a bit of a fuck around because if I was to do it again, I'd like to not have a home base and just camp it up.
Every different spot.
You end up spending that much on fuel going back and forwards
back
and forwards.
And
backwards and forwards. And
especially from
tires.
Happy Valley.
Yeah, and better just pulling up somewhere new.
Yeah.
Fucking camping there.
Exactly.
Yep, done. Oh, back in the day before the old camp zones were around, you just fucking pull up wherever you want.
Yeah. Oh, and to be fair, I reckon you still could.
You can. You just got to be smart about it.
Yeah.
You can't. anyway, so.
Allegedly.
So, I'll give you this one yarn. Indian Heads, you're not allowed to camp at Indian Heads. And, I stayed there one night. We just rolled the swag out, fucking boom, boom, boom. And then we got up real early, rolled the swag up, threw it in the back of the ute and went out fishing. And then the rangers come up to us and went, hey, we've just had reports that you guys, stayed the night here. Yeah. And we're like, nah, mate, we just got here, Braz. And he went, oh, yeah, right. And he looked down at the tyre marks and it had been washed away with the fucking tide. You know, so clearly we just didn't get there.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, you just got here. Oh, yeah. Right. But we roll the swags up fast enough that, you know, you prove it.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Anyway. So, you can get away with a few things.
So you get over to Fraser often or?
I've only been back once since then. And I think that was going on a year and a bit ago, maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I've actually just planned next year to head back to Fraser during, I think, the middle of the year.
Yep.
Just to revisit it because I miss it. Like, it's a great
spot. Yeah, it's so good.
You can't fault it.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'd like to... I think, unfortunately, we're staying in a share house. It might even be Will's share house. It fucked me.
You never know.
Is
it Orchid Beach or?
Well, I don't even know. I don't know. I'll just pay money and I'll go.
Yeah, we can hook you up. Yeah. We can hook you up.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. Like, I just put a new lift and tyres in my D-Max and trying to convince the missus to take that one. Don't know how good the Rangers are at defecting out there, but leave me alone.
No, the Rangers won't give you any grief.
No, it's the police.
They
don't give you too much drama either. It's only if you're being a dickhead. They're good.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Righto. So what else we got to do? I think we're done. So are we done? We're going to slowly wrap things up. We're not done.
I don't think I've got anything else on the top.
Well,
of my
I just
head,
want
unless
to
you prompt me.
We're definitely going to get you back on.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to say thank you very much for what you've done so far and what you're going to do for us as a podcast. And get our ugly mutts up on people so that people can see us and people can find us.
Yeah.
You know, I guess that's how we're going to grow this potty. And then, of course, we're going to have to start locking in some adventures. Like, we've done so many adventures on our own. Like, you know, you go do something, I go do something, but we need to start doing something as the lads.
And that's what we're starting to get the camera gear and that so we can go and do all this sort of stuff. So it's obviously going to be a bit of fucking...
Yeah.
A bit of a muck around to sort of...
Anyway.
Get it right, but... I think we've got the right people on board.
Definitely, and especially when we can just capture all of it and then just send it to Noah.
Yeah.
There you go. Do what you want with that.
Thanks, boys.
Handball. Handball.
Yeah, it'll be bad quality too. We'll be just like...
Oh, yeah. It'll be entertaining. But that's it. Poor Noah's got to sit there and watch us talk the whole time.
Yeah. He's got his ways of doing things.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah. I'll get sorted.
Mate, thanks again for what you've done for us. And, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure fucking knowing you. So.
Nah, honestly, boys, pleasure's been all mine. As I said, meeting your boys was destiny. Like, you can't.
I think it was meant to be.
I can remember we had that conversation at the Bearded Dragon. Is that when we said we were going to do one?
That was our first meeting.
That was our first meeting and talking of, like, gear
camera.
And stuff and catching up from the first time since the fight night.
Yeah,
we
right.
caught up, and that was the first time. But I think you boys were only 8 episodes deep.
We're already into it then.
That's
with
when
the
you
audio.
Said, hey, we've done it 8 episodes. Can you check them out and see what you think?
Yeah, copy.
And that's when I got involved.
Yep.
Neck minute.
We're up to 31
minute.
And heading towards 50.
Yep, 50. That's going to be a big one.
And as I said to you boys a little bit ago, 90% or 80% of podcasts don't make it past episode 5.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the thing. You boys are already at
31.
You know, and that's props to you boys for continuing on and having that commitment. Because it's not easy, as you boys know.
It's not. It's trying to get the schedules. It's like, some days that we just walk in here and I'm just as flat as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. But how good is it?
As soon as you put the music on and Steve's doing a fucking silly dance and as soon as you put the microphone, it's bang. It's different, isn't it?
It's like, so good.
It picks you up. It really does pick you up. Yeah. And same with Steve. Like, you come in and you go, oh, he's not in a fucking good mood.
Yep.
Neck minute.
Straight away.
Yeah, it's
boom.
Fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And that's the thing. It's not easy having, you know, you both are working full time. You have your own business. Mm. You know, you're working with the Cranes.
Yep.
You know, it's not easy coming here, you know, during the week or, you know, on your day off to then, you know, have to yarn. But yarning's probably the best part. But, you know, it's having that time to actually come out here and do it. And as you're just saying, you know, being flat.
Yeah,
you've got to push yourself to get to this point right here to then straight away, it's all happy. You're enjoying it. You remember why you
do it. Yeah, definitely. It is.
Yep. And it's meeting the guests too. So we've got another guest episode after this one, probably the first week in October. We won't say who, but it's looking forward to speaking to him because he's...
Mm.
This bloke can yarn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be great.
He's got some good stories. So.
Yep. That's good.
Prime.
That's good.
Let's wrap it up.
Have anyone got a joke?
No, have you got a joke?
I don't have a joke. I'm just putting pressure on you.
All right, this is what we're going to have after the meeting. You need to fucking tell your guests that you have to make a joke.
You know I can press pause and fucking come back to it.
Right, let's do it.
Press pause.
Now we're back. That was good. All right. So we've got a fucking joke to say. Oh, yeah. Hang on. Before we go into that.
You need a jingle.
I do have one, don't I?
Give us a jingle. Who should go first?
I reckon I go first because I got a shit joke, so I want to get it out of the way.
Good call.
How does a vegan threaten someone? Oh, hang on. That's not the one I wanted to say. There we go. Oh, he's fucked it up straight away.
Where's the cricket noise?
Yeah. All right, here we go. You ready? What's the toughest thing about living a vegan life? Getting up at 5 a.m. to milk almonds.
What?
Oh, you can't.
I don't get it.
good work, lads. Good work.
Yeah, it was good.
So good. I should have been faster.
This is
on
why
that.
We need to do the pre-work before the show.
Yeah.
Some jokes.
What is it?
Yeah, it was fucking shit. So what I've just done is make you guys look good. Yeah, you know,
I don't know about that.
I sucked at it. Righto. Who's up, Barney? No.
I'll go.
Righto.
Mine's dog shit. Well, it's actually quite serious. It is really quite a serious. It's not more of a joke. It's more of, you know, a statistic.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in Africa, a lot of, you know, diseases going around. There's, you know, it is quite a common place for disease.
It's very sad.
But in Africa, like mosquitoes, right?
Yep.
Everywhere. But if only Africa had more mosquito nets, then every year we could save millions of mosquitoes dying needlessly of AIDS every year.
That was funny the second time around.
Yeah, they stitched me up.
Yeah, we might have had a bit of behind the scenes fucking gig. I sucked at it. At least you delivered. Oh, anyway.
It was all right.
I got a 2 out of 10. I'm giving you a 3 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah. That's
we need some paddles.
You're better than me.
Not for smoking bum paddles, but like with numbers on them.
Not for what? Like smack? Oh, they said smoking bum. Paddles. I'm like, what the fuck are you smoking?
Paddles. Paddles. Paddles like holding up with numbers and stuff.
You better have a good one.
I do. So why do you not see elephants hiding in trees?
Why?
Because they're fucking good at it.
For fuck's sake. Bring the crickets back on. Jesus Christ.
Well,
yeah,
Stiffy.
Yeah,
when I click my fingers, you're not gonna remember that you were gay.
I wasn't gay. I was never gay.
That's right.
I only saw that this morning.
I know. How good is that? I saw that. I was like, "Fuck, that's
yeah." But I'm not gay. Okay. That's right.
That's right.
You're right. You're not. But I was never gay.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck, you are good at your fucking hypnotism.
Yeah. Right on his fucking dog. Righto. Are we wrapping up or what?
Up.
Okay, yeah, so thanks a lot, Peak Productions, for
not only just coming on.
Did I say tummy?
Tumming, yeah, that was tummy.
Well, there's a new fucking word. Actually, I think I've got something for that, don't I? Oh, no, I've got slang word. Word of the week, PBS Kids word of the week. So the word of the week is tumming. If you look it up in the Urban Dictionary, the word tonguing. Tonguing?
Get all about these young Henrys. They will fix you up proper.
These 1.4s are going in good. Righto. I think we're winding up, weren't we?
Yeah.
And I think I was saying, thanks for Peak Productions. Thanks, Noah, for coming on the show today. But not only coming on the show, but coming on board.
Yep.
And helping us with my ugly face. Yep, this thing.
Yep.
And you.
Good looking.
Yep, good looking.
Very good looking.
You know, going to put it out there, get on the socials. That's your work. That's your job to make this, to help, I shouldn't say make this, to help us grow into something, whatever the future brings. And best of luck with your future. I can't wait to see where you take Peak Productions. I can sort of get I've got a visual in my head where I can see you growing into. And, man, best of luck to you. And thanks for coming on board today. And thanks for coming in.
No, thank you, boys. Thank you for allowing me to give you boys the opportunity to have me on board.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing me.
Yeah,
definitely.
But,
righto. Well, I'm out. See you later.
I'm out.
Yep. See you. Bye. Come on. Let's go. I don't know what comes in, but I couldn't care less. I refuse to feel stressed. There's no fear in my chest. Hit a pull for my steps. Walk away from the pain I've been through.
moment I break through.